Mexico is about a month away from choosing its next president, and among the leading candidates is a woman, the first ever to run for a major political party in Mexico. She belongs to the National Action Party, the same party as the current president. Mónica Ortiz Uribe of member station KJZZ has this profile.
Her name is Josefina Vázquez Mota. She's a petite woman with a surprisingly husky voice. On a recent visit to the Mexican border city of Juarez, she steps onto a catwalk that juts into the center of a long banquet hall, crammed with table after table of women. When she speaks, they cheer. This is Vázquez Mota's first official campaign visit to Ciudad Juárez, but she is no stranger to the city. It's here that she got her start in politics as a federal representative for a cluster of northern Mexican states. She visited Juárez at a time when foreign factory jobs were drawing in thousands of women from across Mexico.
Las mujeres de Juárez son luchadoras incansables y valientes.
The women of Juárez are tireless fighters. They are courageous, Vázquez Mota says. Some of that must have rubbed off on her. She says her experience in northern Mexico was empowering. Vázquez Mota is an economist who most recently served as Secretary of Education under current President Felipe Calderón. Although she is happily married, Vázquez Mota wrote a best-selling book with an eyebrow-raising title, Dear God, Please Make Me a Widow. The book urges women to take initiative in their lives. Now, playing off that book's title, she carries campaign posters that say, Dear God, Please Make Me President. Outside the banquet hall, the crowd pulses with girl power. A gang of lady bikers pose for pictures beside their motorcycles. One woman standing by is Alejandra Márquez. She's a young architect, visibly pregnant with her second child. She's also a fan of Vázquez Mota.
I think she's a good role model. She can be a really good leader for the country. We're proud that she's a woman.
Like most people in Mexico, Márquez's top concern this election is security. President Calderón has led an unprecedented offense against the country's powerful drug cartels. But 6 years into the fight, more than 50,000 people have died, and violence continues to spread across the country. Vázquez Mota has tried to distance herself from Calderón with the slogan, Josefina is different. She has pledged to crack down on government corruption. Tony Payan teaches political science across the border in El Paso. He agrees with Vázquez Mota.
I think part of the problem is that we have not fought corruption. We have to go after the politicians. And in the last few speeches that she has given, she has made it very clear that it's about going after corrupt politicians who collaborate with organized crime.
The campaign has proved an uphill battle for Vázquez Mota. The latest poll shows her in third place. Still, about 25% of Mexicans say they're undecided, while protests by young voters may continue to shift the popularity of all four candidates in the race. And a robust election discussion on social media could mean there's still room for surprises 1 month before Mexicans go to the ballot box. For NPR News, I'm Mónica Ortiz Uribe, reporting from Ciudad Juárez.